It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, January 20th, 2015. On this date in 1801, in the waning days of his presidency, John Adams nominated John Marshall of Virginia, his Secretary of State, to be the fourth Chief Justice of the United States. Later in life, Adams would say, "My gift of John Marshall to the people of the United States was the proudest act of my life." Marshall was the nation's longest-serving Chief Justice, 34 years, and his impact on the Supreme Court was immeasurable. He headed the High Court during the administrations of six presidents, from John Adams to Andrew Jackson, and participated in over 1,000 decisions, writing 519 of the opinions himself. He helped to establish the Supreme Court as the final authority on the meaning of the Constitution in cases and controversies that must be decided by the federal courts. According to most legal scholars, Marshall's impact on constitutional law is without equal. The three previous Chief Justices, John Jay, John Rutledge, and Oliver Ellsworth, had left little permanent mark on the Supreme Court, and it remained a minor part of the federal government. But Marshall gave it the energy, weight, and dignity of a third branch that was truly equal to the Congress and the executive. Marshall possessed a forceful personality that allowed him to steer his fellow justices his way, and only once in his long tenure did he find himself on the losing side in a constitutional case. Marshall had charm, humor, a quick intelligence, and the ability to bring men together. His sincerity and charismatic presence commanded attention, and together with his vision of the future greatness of the nation, his judicial colleagues almost reverentially called him the Great Chief Justice. Marshall's long record of service to the nation began during the Revolutionary War as a young Army officer who endured the horrible winter conditions at Valley Forge. Later, he would serve in the Virginia legislature and make a name for himself as a fine attorney. He declined offers from George Washington to serve as Attorney General and as Minister to France, but accepted the appointment from John Adams as Secretary of State. Early in his tenure as Chief Justice, Marshall was also writing an influential five-volume biography of George Washington, whom he greatly admired. The value of the work was enhanced by Marshall's access to records and papers provided to him by Washington's family. He condensed the biography into two volumes and published the revision in 1832. Almost immediately, he began work on a one-volume, 400-page abridgment for use in schools. Still serving as Chief Justice, Marshall died in Philadelphia on July 6, 1835, at age 79. Dozens of cities and towns, high schools, law schools, colleges, and counties are named in his honor. Perhaps one of the most heartfelt tributes ever paid to him came from John Randolph, a political rival, who declared, "No one admires more than I do the extraordinary powers of Marshall's mind. No one respects more his amiable deportment in private life. He is the most unpretending and unassuming of men. His abilities and his virtues render him an ornament not only to Virginia, but to our very nature." I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 20th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.